Madame la vice-présidente,
Vice Chair, colleagues, on behalf of my organisation, I welcome you. Before I continue in English, I'd like to underscore the importance of our shared values, peace, justice, and the respect of human rights. On these bases, I regret to note the alarming situation relating to human rights in Kabul. I hope that this draws your attention.
100 peaceful and innocent people, prisoners, are Kabyle prisoners, are detained in Algerian prisons, 38 of whom are sentenced to death for crimes they never committed. Those who are released continue to face juridical harassment and intimidation. The authorities use the justice system as a political weapon against the Kabyle political activists. For instance, Majid Agad, an innocent prisoner, after serving a three-year sentence, was abducted from his home and is now missing. These abusive arrests illustrate an escalation in the action of the Algerian services, resorting to kidnapping in blatant violation of human rights, thus turning these victims into hostages. The situation of the Kabyle prisoners is disastrous, marked by torture and various abuses. The health of the sick and those on hunger strike deteriorates daily. Kamira Natsid, president of the World Amazigh Congress, is in critical condition. Additionally, the prisoners' family must travel hundreds of kilometers to visit them. Repression in Kabylie now affects all aspects of public life. Cultural activities in schools are controlled by police to suppress any dissident voices. Families of children killed in 2001 by the repressive forces are forbidden from mourning at their graves. Behind the repression, which aims to provoke violent and anarchic uprising in Kabylie to better wipe Kabylie out, lies a genocidal agenda called Zero Kabyle. This Kabyle repression has also international dimension. For instance, Algeria tracks and persecutes Canadian citizens of Kabyle origin, attempting to strip them of their rights to expression in their own in their new homeland. The violence could be considered a form of state terrorism and an infringement on Canadian sovereignty. Recently, the Algerian state requests France to extradite
a
Kabyle political figure.
Madam, please conclude.
Finally, I call upon the Honorable Assembly to demand that the Algerian authorities justify, in accordance with the international text they have ratified, the imprisonment of these individuals. The release of all political prisoners is a prerequisite of peace and reason. Judicial prosecution of political reasons must